Good morning. Today I'm going to be presenting preliminary results of two studies that we are conducting in Alabama, but that we hope are going to have impact in wheat production in all Southeast. In the Southeast, we don't produce as much wheat as in the Midwest states like Kansas and Oklahoma, so we have to be very competitive. We have to find strategies to help our farmers. I am in Auburn with a 75% extension appointment, 25 research appointment. And sometimes I feel like I am 100 extension, 100 research, because I have to figure out studies that can produce me, that I can produce results to help my farmers in the Southeast. So what I am looking at right now is to identify what are the factors driving wheat yield variability, especially in the southern states, and what are the management practices that we can modify to take advantage of these good environmental conditions or detrimental environmental conditions. So especially I'm looking at the impact of El Niño Southern Oscillation in wheat production in Alabama. Okay, so there are many factors that impact wheat yield, but I will say that environmental conditions are contributing a lot to this yield variability. Like I listed some of the factors that might be driving this yield variation: ambient temperature, these cold temperatures that the wheat varieties need to accumulate in order to flower. I would say that the growing degree days or these warm temperatures that the varieties require in order to feel that grain. And also, you know, pollination is temperatures during pollination and rainfall during pollination and grain filling are critical in when we look at wheat yield. So in the Southeast, those environmental conditions are really impacted by El Niño Southern Oscillation. And when we look at wheat yield, especially in Alabama, we see that there are this year-by-year yield variation, and some of the producers ask me questions, what are we having these huge differences between yield every year? And there are many causes. You know, there are diseases, there are changes in varieties, but I feel like there might be a huge contribution to these yield variations due to the climatic conditions that we have in the Southeast. You can see here that we have, when we look at this graph, we have high yields, and these high yields might be associated with dry conditions during the wheat growing season. And we have these low yields that might be associated with these wet conditions. So the question that I want to try to answer during these 15 minutes is, what are the environmental climatic conditions that are driven? Are environmental conditions driven this variation, and which are the variables that are strongly related to this variation? And what can we do to take advantage or to avoid those yield variations? So in the Southeast, climate is highly impacted by the bad ENSO, and I would say that in the Southeast is highly impacted during the fall, winter, and spring months. And most of you know that ENSO, El Niño Southern Oscillation, is characterized by an increase in the sea surface temperature here in the equatorial Pacific. And when the temperatures goes above the normal here in this region, is denominated El Niño. And the opposite is the decrease in sea surface temperature here in this region, equatorial Pacific. So how these conditions impact weather in the Southeast? When we are under El Niño, we experience in the Southeast wet and cold winter and spring months. And the opposite is La Niña, that we experience dry and warm winter and springs. And it's different in South America. Not in Colombia, it's completely different. When they have El Niño, they have dry conditions, and the opposite is La Niña. So we need to figure out how these conditions are impacting our yields and what can we do. So And but we initially we generalized and we said El Niño is wet and cold, La Niña is dry and warm, but it's not happening the same. We are not going to experience those conditions throughout the state of Alabama. When we are under El Niño and we look at the period January, February, March, that is the key period for wheat growth in the southeast, we experience an increase in rainfall in the South Alabama and decrease of rainfall in North Alabama, and it's the completely opposite situation when we are under La Niña. So what it's telling me is that my recommendations should be site specific. I cannot have a general recommendation to my farmers of what varieties to plant, what is the management that they have to implement at each one of these locations. So this is what I'm trying to answer with this research. So the objectives of this study is I wanna identify what is the impact that ENSO has on wheat production and what are the weather conditions that are driving this variation. So what I did was I went and looked at the day historic wheat yield data and where I can find this from the official variety trials that the university implement year by year. So in this map, you can see the blue dots represent the number of farms planted with wheat in 2007. So the bigger the dot, the higher the number of farms planted with wheat. And these red triangles are stations, research stations, where we conduct some of the wheat official variety trials. So I have, these are not all the stations, but I selected stations in the north, stations in central Alabama, and in south Alabama to be able to identify those impacts. So I have two stations in central, two stations in north central, and three stations in the south. So my first question is, okay, what is the contribution of ENSO phase to yield variability, the location to this yield variability, and the monthly weather conditions? And then how does difference change by ENSO phase? So the first thing that I did was I conducted a, using this 20 years of historic yield data, these seven locations, I conducted a multiple linear regression to be able to identify those differences. So the results from this multiple linear regression is telling me that El Niño is severely impacting my wheat yield, and is significantly different from La Niña. And then you can see here listed my locations. I'm not separating them by ENSO phase, but I wanted to see what are the contribution of one location in relation to the other one. So here you can see that in the north, I have higher wheat yields than in the south. So the question is, what can I do to increase those yields in the south and be probably either the same, as productive as the north, or even better? And I said it's management. So, and then when I look at what are the environmental conditions that are contributing to this yield variation and how are contributing those conditions to my yield. So I just highlight this, and it's showing that my precipitation in March, my precipitation in May, and the precipitation in September, when I have in high precipitation during this month, my yield is going down. And what happened during this period, March is the grain filling period. So high precipitation during this time of the season is going to decrease my yield. Definitely at harvest is going to lower my test weight. And of course, I would say crop establishment during this September, during this October month. And then here I have some positive impacts. And it's the increase in this T-max during March. Of course, I have more bright days, more sunshine, more solar radiation. So these grain, these heads are developing in a good environment. And of course, this maximum temperature during the month of December, so that plant is producing more tillers, and more tillers are gonna probably reflected in higher yields. So now the question is, what are the differences by ends of phase between these locations throughout the state of Alabama? And it's very clear, I don't have to show you, that there are significant differences between those ends of phases if I have El Niño compared to La Niña. So it's very clear that during La Niña phase I have higher wheat yields compared to El Niño, and those differences change. I would say that the differences are probably a little bit similar through location, but I have for sure higher yields in the north, but in the south. So what are the differences between those locations? You know, what is different in the north compared to the south? When I look at one of the stations in North Alabama compared to the South Alabama, you saw that in North Alabama I have higher wheat yields in relation to South Alabama. So when I look at, I just choose a base temperature and I say, how those stations differ? And you look at in South Alabama, I have way more higher maximum temperature than in North Alabama. So what it's telling me is probably these plants are developing faster, are going through those growth stages much faster. If I think about vernalization and this amount of chilling hours that the plant needs to accumulate before flowering, I would say that in this area the conditions are much better in north than in the south. When we look at, but you don't see much differences between ends of phases in terms of maximum temperatures, in terms of minimum temperature, but let's look at precipitation. I mean, so my question to you is, what is the driving factor when we look at wheat yield differences? Is precipitation? I would say that precipitation is having a huge impact on those differences between ends of phases. So then I wanted to look at, okay, let's look at one phase. Let's look at El Niño and what are the conditions that are contributing to those low yields. And when I look at the stations, you know, the different research stations from north to south, you see that how much impact El Niño has on these north locations in relation to the other locations. And then if I look at the weather conditions, let's look at these orange rows here, and it's mean temperatures in February, March, and September. You know, if I have low temperatures during El Niño, it's having a detrimental impact on my wheat yield. And look at the high impact of precipitation during March, during February, and I would say this is probably harvest time. So again, this excess of precipitation is having a huge impact on my wheat yield during El Niño phase. So what can we do? What can I do with this data? Now I know that Niño have differences in yield. What can I tell my farmers? Because it's not enough for me to say there are differences. So this is what I'm doing with one of my graduate students. Is we are looking at two management practices, planting date and variety, and look at how we should change those practices to take advantage of those good environmental conditions, or to reduce the impact of those bad conditions. So what we're having here is one location in Central Alabama, one location in North Alabama, and looking at four planting dates and three varieties with three different vernalization requirements. You see differences in planting date, you see differences in variety. So what the end goal with this research is to run, use the series wheat model to run simulations using historic weather data and be able to identify the optimum planting date and the optimum variety for El Niño and La Niña. That is the end goal with this project, and we are in the process of analyzing 2 years of field studies, and I would say that in in the next months we will be starting conducting the simulations. That's it that I wanted to show today. Okay, the first question, we use GMAI and MEI. These results are using JMA. Why? Because it's from the Japanese meteorological. Exactly, sorry. And we use that one, we use both, but we then find different significant differences between both using this data set. And also because with JMA, you start the season in around, I would say, October. So it kind of goes through the wheat, it fits the wheat season very well. And why temperature, why precipitation? Because anyway, we have found that wheat is very sensitive to high soil, to excess of soil moisture. And that might be one of the reasons because anyway, but anyway, we are in the process of looking at this data more in depth.
One more question. I was wondering, these indices can vary. You can have El Niños or La Niñas at different intensity. So does this criterion you're using for establishing El Niño, are you able to use these variable
I will say that, first of all, this is a very important question, and I will say that I will look at that, and I will use MAI index to look at this, because MAI is giving us is providing us with the information of the level, how strong is if it's El Niño or La Niña, so I will say that we will look at that.
Thank you.